For the next 3 weeks, royalty arrives in East Lansing. Disney's The Lion King ascends to the throne at the Wharton Center, where it's nice to get the first word in. And for The Lion King, South African actress Mukulisiwe Goba, she gets to use her original language, Zulu, to announce that the lion is on its way.
Yeah, here comes the lion. Nansi ngonyama bagiti baba, here comes the lion. Yeah, it's not easy. I think that's why they always bring South African in the show, so that we can teach other people how to pronounce. It doesn't feel nice when you hear something, but I'm like, oh, you don't have to say that. But hey, but when we have actually people who knows how to say that, it's good.
While Mukulisiwe Goba has been part of various casts of The Lion King over the past 6 years, her castmate Tony Freeman has been doing it for 18, 11 of which as the puppet Zazu, which took lots of training to perfect.
I thought they were going to bring in somebody from Jim Henson Puppets and teach me how to do the puppets. I walked into my first day of rehearsal on Broadway. They had a row of mirrors set up. And they handed me the puppet and said, make it look like it's alive. Ooh. And I was like, that's my training? Make it look like it's alive? And you just practice for hours in front of a mirror. So every expression on that puppet has to be memorized by our arm, by our hand, so that without even looking at it, we know what the expression is on his face, so that we can look at who we're talking to.
Thus far, a rather uninspiring thing.
Oh, I just can't wait to be king.
But of course, sometimes with wires, mistakes happen, as Mukulisiwe reminds Tony.
No, you should ask that, Tony, because it happened to you guys with you in your scene with Mufasa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on a Scar, and I'm supposed to kill Scar, and our wires got tangled with each other. So when he started falling off the cliff, he started pulling me with him. Mm. You know, we have crew guys there to protect us, of course, and they stopped it. And here we're both just dangling in midair waiting to be rescued. But, you know, it's live theater.
While The Lion King will be in residency at the Wharton Center now through July 29th, a special sensory-friendly matinee has been scheduled for Saturday, July 21st. This marks the first main stage Broadway tour to incorporate the sensory-friendly experience at the Wharton Center.
This is a very special performance for us. We only do this once a year or once every 2 years. They used to call it the autism-friendly performance because people all along the spectrum would come and see it. But now, so many people are interested in seeing the show that now they just call it sensory friendly. It's challenging for the actors because it can get very loud because you have some people with Tourette's, you have some people that that just get loud in their responses to what they're seeing. So the actors have to stay really focused. The lights don't completely go down.
Yeah, that's another thing. We can see them moving around, but it's okay.
But it means so much to the kids and to their parents. Mm-hmm. That they can bring their children to see a live show, which they normally would feel like, I don't want to annoy everybody around me. Mm. So it's a chance to bring your child to the theater and just feel comfortable and let them enjoy the show. So we love doing it.
Oh, yeah. It's so I wish we can do this maybe twice a month.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
It's really beautiful.
It's pure.
Mukulisiwe Goba is Rafiki, and Tony Freeman will be a few characters in Disney's The Lion King at the Wharton Center now through July 29th. Tickets and more information at whartoncenter.com. In East Lansing, Jamie Paisley, WKAR News.